Is it hard to believe it's been 25 years of Blue Rocks baseball?
Yeah, it really is. It's flown by. I really can't believe it. It's been my second lifetime. You know, ever since I got out of college, this is where I've been, and it's really, really hard to believe we've gotten this is the point we're at.
Take me back to that first opening day. I know, there was the rain that pushed it back a day, and then the incredibly dramatic victory in that first game. Just kind of take me back to like what you remember from that first day.
Well, I think everybody would probably agree it was complete chaos, controlled chaos, thankfully. But you know, I think we got our CO for the stadium that afternoon at like 3 o'clock. We got everything done as best we could to be able to open for the people. The number of people that actually came, and the weather was so bad. You know, they were lined up down the ramps into the gravel park. There was no parking lots. We had to bus people in. It was just crazy. It was crazy.
I know, you know, people forget like how wild that whole off season was getting ready. That the stadium, because of the weather, wasn't on time. Just looking back at that, I mean, is it kind of crazy to think that it was like that much of a whirlwind just to get this thing started?
Yeah, looking back on it, I mean, it's a true testament, really, to Matt Minker, who was the general contractor and a part owner at the time. And it was just, he just willed it to happen. And we had a great staff, a lot of young people, you know, within their first couple of years in baseball. So it wasn't like a huge veteran staff, but everybody worked well together, and we just made it happen. And it was really Matt's will upon everybody to just make sure we were here and open up and ready to go that day.
You mentioned Matt Minker, and certainly what we see today after 25 years is really a testament to the vision that he had, not just that initial vision of getting the stadium built and getting the team going, but really the way he kind of crafted this organization during his time running it.
Yeah, Matt was a fantastic person to work with. Miss him every day. Fortunate to have his son Clark as part of the ownership group now. And Matt, like you said, Matt just created this vision that you were going to follow, and you just believed in him, and you never had any doubts that it wasn't going to happen. Matt always said it was going to happen, it was going to open, not to worry about it, and you just believed in him. That's just the kind of person he was.
Talk to me a little bit about maybe some of your fondest memories of Blue Rocks baseball. Is there a season or a memory or two that really just kind of, for you, are like, okay, this is what life in the Blue Rocks has been like over these 25 years?
Not particularly anything that stands out. You know, the All-Star games are always fun. That 94 team, the first Carolina League championship, that was amazing. We had a heck of a run from, you know, 94 to 99. They won four championships. So that was pretty neat. Those are some really neat times. Some really, really good players, good teams. And it was fun. It was fun. It still is fun, but back then it was, you know, you're witnessing it for the first time. And that 94 season was just magical.
You mentioned the players. I mean, and we've seen so many great players come through here from those first years where you saw the John Liebers, the Johnny Damons, through the Mike Sweeneys to the Eric Hosmers. Just your kind of thoughts on the players who've come through here, and you know, are there ones that, you know, maybe for you really kind of defined what this organization's about?
I think the one player that really defines what this organization about is probably Mike Sweeney. He's just so well liked. He's such a nice person. He comes back. He still remembers people's names. He's still in contact with his host family. His spirit and his attitude, and it's just contagious. When he walks in the room, he smiles. He makes you smile, and he's just friendly. He's just a family friendly guy, and that's what this place is all about. And Mike just embodies that spirit.
You mentioned the host families, and people know that the attendance here has always been very, very strong. But you also have this kind of community support as well with host families and through other things that the team does in the community. How important has that been to have that kind of ongoing community support to get to 25 years?
Oh, it's huge. Without it, we wouldn't be here. There's plenty of minor league cities that the market kind of just dried up because the community support isn't there. And we're fortunate to be in a great community. Wilmington and the surrounding areas have been wonderful to the team. We're going on our 25th year of a host family program where all the players stay with local families. They don't have to live in apartments. They don't have to find their own places to live. And it's worked out great. That's coordinated by an individual named Bill Mitchell, who's volunteers to do it. And he does a fantastic job of placing players with the families in it. It kind of gives the players some ownership in the city too, because they're living with families instead of just being in a hotel and going back and forth to the ballpark every day. That kind of ingrains them into the community too.
Is there a reason you think, or maybe reasons you think, why the the team has had such a successful connection to this community. Again, not only through like the host families, but just the year in and year out attendance that you guys see.
I think a lot of it is being the only, well, other than this 87ers, but for the longest time, we were really the only professional sports team in Delaware. And it was something for people to call their own. You know, Delaware kind of sticks to themselves, and to have the Blue Rocks here, I think, was important to a lot of people in the community. A lot of the business, I can't thank the business community enough for the support they've given us over the years. I think just being Delaware's only team, that's kind of the draw to the community. I think people take pride, a lot of pride in that. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Baltimore. It's actually Delaware's own thing.
Is there something you point to with pride about what this team has done in the community or what it's meant for the community that you can look at and say, like, you know what, this is what we're all about?
I just think it's the family side of it. You know, you see people now who came here as kids who now are bringing their kids. And when we first got here in 93, it was the same thing. It was grandparents bringing their grandkids that were, you know, that had come to the old ballpark at Governor Prince. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of nice. It's all about the family atmosphere. And it's nice to, you see people in the community like, oh, I love bringing my kids there. It's a great place to go. It's fun. I can let them run around. It's safe. So that's what is most important to us, that we're a family-friendly place. And I think we've been able to maintain that. And I think the community appreciates that.